So this week we have the privilege to read Parshas Noach. And of course, the most dramatic part, although there are many dramatic parts, the Ribono Shel Olam informing Noach, Ketz Kol Basar Ba Lefonai, the end of humanity has come before me. And Noach, you are to become the second Adam Arishon, you are to become the second Adam, you will rebuild, you will repopulate, you will go ahead and give humanity a second start. A second start that hopefully they will maximize. A second start that Emir Hashem they'll be able to do good with. And so the Ribono Shel Olam gives Noach the explicit instructions in constructing a teva, in constructing an ark. And the fateful day comes. Noach, for years and years, is building the ark. And again, Chazal tell us, the rabbis teach us, that the ark didn't need to take as long as it did. The construction didn't need to take as long as it did. But the Ribono Shel Olam was hoping to give humanity as many opportunities to the very last moment, the opportunity to do tshuva. But alas, it was not to be. Mankind's fate is sealed, and it is Noach and his family who are to be saved. And the Ribono Shel Olam tells Noach in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, Atziv your command, Bo'ata v'chol beischa es hateva. So ultimately, again, the Ribono Shel Olam tells Noach, I want you and your entire family to come into the teva. Bo'ata v'chol beischa el hateva. A simple command. It is time for you to enter. It is time for you to go. It is time for you to embark upon this faithful journey. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh reads into this simple phrase something so beautiful and dramatic. The Baal Shem Tov writes, Kisha'ata omer mila kidosha. When you say a word, a holy word, Dibo shel Torah, v'shel tefillah, whether it's a word of learning, Torah, a word of tefillah, a word of prayer, Hikanis ato v'chol remach evirecha u'shesa gidecha el hateva, hi hamila. The Baal Shem Tov makes a beautiful play on words. You see, teva we translate as an ark, but teva also means a letter. A letter. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh darshins, Bo'ata v'chol beischa el hateva. That when you are davening, when you utter a letter, a word of tefillah of prayer, when you go ahead and you utter a word, a letter of Torah, when you're learning, so make sure that your spiritual experience is a fully immersive one. Bo'ata v'chol beischa, take yourself, take your entirety, el hateva, and put it into the letter of your tefillah, put it into the letter of your Torah. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaches us something so magnificently beautiful, that sometimes we go through the motions, and we daven. I daven three times a day, I put on tefillin, I learn Torah, I do all the different things I'm supposed to do, yet I feel uninspired. Yet, it doesn't move me. It doesn't, frankly, feel so meaningful. I'm not going to stop doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. But I can't say that I'm passionate about it. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, sometimes that's because I don't allow my tefillah, I don't allow my Torah to be a fully immersive experience. You know, when it comes to davening, there's a concept of kavana. When it comes to davening, there's a concept of concentration. And kavana means that I'm supposed to go ahead and drive all other thoughts from my head. I'm not supposed to be thinking about my business. I'm not supposed to be thinking about, you know, my sports team. I'm not supposed to be thinking about things other than the Ribono Shel Olam, and that He is the one ultimately who makes everything happen. Yes, I'm thinking about my parnasa, but I'm thinking about it because Ribono Shel Olam, you are the one who ultimately can help this bracha materialize. And I'm thinking about my mishpach, I'm thinking about my family, and I'm thinking about my health. The Baal Shem Tov says sometimes the reason that we don't find these experiences uplifting and meaningful is because we don't put our entirety into it. Because I'm not really concentrating. Because I'm not really focusing. Sometimes even when I'm sitting and learning, the truth is my mind is just elsewhere. And so I'll use the excuse, the Gemara is not so interesting, the Parsha is not so interesting, the Mishnah is not so interesting, the Shir is not so interesting. You know, sometimes you can't rely on the material to be interesting, and sometimes you can't rely on the teacher to be interesting. Sometimes you have to generate that interest and that inspiration yourself. The Baal Shem Tov says, if we want to be passionate Jews, if we want to be passionate about our tefillah, about our Torah, there's only one way to do that, and that's Bo'ata v'chol beischa el hateva. When I daven, I have to devote myself to that experience. When I learn, I have to devote myself to that experience. And it's not true just with davening and learning. It's true with everything in life. Really, this recipe is a recipe for success in all areas. If I want to be a good parent, so again, We have to work. We hold down jobs. We can't spend all of our time with our kids. We don't want that. Our kids don't want that. But when I do have that time with my child, how am I using it? Am I listening with half an ear, but my mind and perhaps, you know, my hands are involved in something else? That's not giving my child my all. If I'm going to be a proper parent, then it's bo'ato v'chobeischa el hateva. If I have the half hour, 20 minutes, 2 hours, whatever it is with my child, I have to give them, I have to immerse myself in that experience of being with my child. How many times do we run into shalom bayis problems? Because one spouse doesn't feel fully appreciated by the other. Because one spouse doesn't feel that the other is giving me their undivided attention. And the truth is, often it's for very good reason. And it's because even if my wife has a few minutes to speak with me, I have a few minutes to speak with her, I'm busy doing other things. I'm busy answering this, I'm busy calling this, or perhaps I'm just in a different headspace. And the ones who we love pick up on the fact that I am not fully immersed in the conversation, that I'm not fully immersed in the moment. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaches us through this simple pasuk in Parashas Noach, a message not just for spirituality, but a message for life. If we want our tefillah to be meaningful, then we have to put ourselves, our entirety, into every teva, into every letter. If I want my Torah to be meaningful, I have to put my entirety into every teva. If I want my relationships to be meaningful, then I have to be willing to invest myself totally in the time that I have allotted for each of those beautiful life relationships. Bo'ata v'chol beischa el hateva. We each have many beautiful opportunities, spiritual opportunities, interpersonal opportunities every day. May we be zocha miyaretz Hashem to maximize them. May we be zocha to actualize bo'ata v'chol beischa el hateva, that whatever we do in the realm of ruchnius, in the realm of gashmius, in the realm of interpersonal relationships, may we be zocha miyaretz Hashem to give it our all. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.